And how sexy are the Bulldogs?
That's an interesting descriptive word, mate. They're playing really attractive football. I don't know if I'd go as far as sexy, but it should be a really exciting game. They're playing really well. Their defence is probably the thing that's improved from last season. They're restricting teams to really low inside 50 counts. So it'll be a good challenge.
During the week, mate, stole the sexy part off someone far more intelligent, but it could be a bit of a sexy off, given you guys like to move the ball pretty quickly and play the same sort of stuff.
Yeah, well, I guess going into last week, it was billed as being a pretty high-speed game against North Melbourne, but it turned into more of a, more of a grind. So, we've got no real expectation. We want to play attractive attacking footy, but it might be an alternative version that we have to get it done in a more of a grind fashion. So be it.
So, what's going to be the key to beating them?
Yeah, well, their midfield burst, like they've got great clearance numbers. They're really high in terms of contested possession, and they run out of stoppage. So our inside midfielders are going to have to get it done, and we're also going to have to be really strong defensively to stop that burst forward, because it's been a great strength for theirs.
How do you deny them handball? Like, they've had so many handballs this year. They're averaging about 50 or 60 more disposals than any other team.
Yeah.
Handballs are through the roof. Is that something you've looked at closely during the week, and how do you deny them that?
Yeah, so as we just mentioned, the pressure around the contest is really important. Coming into the Sydney game was a kind of a similar formula. They'd handballed a lot going into that game, and we were able to restrict their ability to handball. It was, they still won their share, but they probably didn't cut through us. So, it's the same mentality. It's just the pressure on the ball and the ability to stick tackles when it's your turn.
If you can do that, can you stop someone? I know obviously they've got some key halfbacks out, Johannesson, Murphy, Suckling, but if you deny them the handball, can you sort of break them down a little bit through that, stop their outside run?
Yeah, well, it's the key to the game is stopping their run. And the capacity to, as I said, stick the tackle that matters, and for the players that aren't involved in that play to perhaps not get drawn in as well. So, a lot of trust for the guy that's got to get the job done, and then the other guy's able to cover off receivers is a key to the game, definitely.
Matty, Brett Crouch was out there looking pretty good. You're confident he'll be able to not just play, but impact pretty well as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's a quality player, and we made the decision last week, given that he'd had a few weeks out, to go back and play SNFL. Did that really strongly, so we're happy to have him back, absolutely.
How does that sit with Jared Lyons? I mean, what sort of message does it
get? Yeah, it's a tough call. Jared's form's been really solid. He's been impacting the scoreboard as well, so it's one of those scenarios where, and it's just not Jared. We've got probably 8 or 9 guys playing SNFL football who are playing, placing legitimate claims on a spot, but unfortunately at the moment they're not able to get into the team. So he's handled that well in the past. I'm sure he'll handle it really well. He'll go back, he'll play really strong footy and take his opportunity when it next presents.
What does Ricky Henderson bring? Obviously Laird's been so effective down back. Does he play a similar type role? Or?
Yeah, I mean, obviously pretty much like for like in terms of a small defender. Hendo's a bit taller, but he's got the speed to play on the smalls. And once again, he's probably built a bank of 3 or 4 weeks of really good SNFL form. So it's pleasing to be able to reward that. It's not pleasing to lose Laird, but it's good that someone's in good form and comes into that spot.
Will he take Stringer goes forward?
The matchups will be they chop and change a little bit. I don't know if Hendo would be the first one for Stringer. No.
Can Crouch play the full game in the midfield? Is he confident? Obviously, he played very well in the sample.
Yeah, no, we are, and I don't think we would pick him if we didn't think he could play a full game in the midfield. So, no, he's available, and he's played SNFL footy. He had a pretty strong pre-season. He didn't complete everything, but he had probably one of his better pre-seasons in his time at the club. So, we're really confident he'll get through.
Obviously, the club would love to get a sustained run of AFL footy out of him because he's got so much talent.
Be nice. Yeah, he's got he's had a tricky run. His injuries haven't allowed him to be out there consistently, but when he has been, he's played pretty well. So it'd be nice if he gets a good run at it.
I know you don't like to individualise, but there's a player coming back from that sustained injury. I know he's played a couple of games, but it brings some excitement to the group because I think people have felt for him for a long time.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that, but I know that we want to see him play well. We think he's going to be an important part of our team, as we do all the other guys as well. So, I don't know if I'd say excitement, but I'm sure he's excited.
You've had a lot of tests this year and overcome a lot of them as well. How big a test is this for the club?
Yeah, I mean, it's another game. I think it's an exciting game. I think they're playing a pretty good standard of football, and we feel like we're going okay as well. So it's great to be playing in those games. In terms of a test, yeah, it's going to be a great test, but you know, is it season defining or anything of that nature? I don't believe so. It's just another game that we've got to get forward and hopefully get the result.
When the players locked arms in the middle of the ground, now like Jake, your ex spoke to them, what's that thing happening at the moment?
Jacob just had some things he had to get across to the group, so when he wants to talk, he comes and talks. there's no keeping him out of there, so that was just him making his statement.
Has that been a weekly ritual recently?
No, it's not weekly ritual, but it's just as the moment takes him. It's unpredictable.